Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care. Let's talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Schools Assistant Superintendent Ron Lorenz about the decision to close schools.
The Indianola School Board made the tough decision to follow the governor's recommendation to cancel schools until April 13th. Kind of talk about the information the administration provided, along with the governor's recommendation that led to the school board making that decision.
Well, as we've said from the start, we have committed to following the guidance from the Iowa Department of Public Health and the governor's office, and they have done a wonderful job of providing information and providing that guidance so that we can make good decisions. As you know, the governor made some announcements over the weekend on Sunday. She recommended that all schools close for a period of time to help mitigate the impact of this outbreak. So we felt it was important that we act upon that, and our board did in fact decide to, as you say, close schools until April 13th. A lot of things that we're processing right now, and this is truly a fluid situation. There's a lot of information that's being made available almost hourly at this point. So we're doing our very best to stay ahead of those things. We've got a lot of issues that we're sorting out. We have a very good direction, but not as many details as we will have by the end of the week. So in short, right now we're working on making sure that we have a plan to feed children. We know that there are a lot of kids who rely upon school lunches, for instance, to be well fed. We have to have a plan for our staff to make sure that we're taking care of them, that we are making sure that they're being paid. We need to continue to clean and sanitize buildings, do everything we can to kind of knock this virus down. And those are just some of the things that we're wrestling with right now.
Well, and I did want to jump into that a little bit. Was the school board and the administration, I think, made the commitment to, like you already mentioned, feeding kids and paying staff and basically just keeping everyone's health at the forefront. What do you think that kind of says about the district and the school board keeping the community in mind as well?
Well, I think education is a people business, and you have to take care of the people first. Our first responsibility is our kids. We need to make sure that they're safe and that they're healthy. We would much rather have them in school. Closing is always a last resort because we know that creates a wide variety of issues for families. We also have a number of staff people that, you know, just like all of us, they have bills that they need to pay. So we need to be very thoughtful about how we take care of them and make sure that they can honor all of their commitments. And we have to do that in a fiscally responsible way.
Well, and I know this also affects, sorry to jump in there, I know this affects other community groups that also use the buildings, correct? And these buildings are completely closed.
Yeah, we have made the decision that we're going to close all of our buildings down. We will provide no public access to the buildings during this period, and employees will have only limited access, which is to say, you know, we understand that people may have personal items, they may have work-related items in classrooms and such. We don't want to deny them access to that, but at the same time, we don't want people lingering in the buildings.
Well, and also touch on the legislature and the governor's agreement to potentially and waive those required education hours, just for those wondering, that this won't have to be made up past the regularly scheduled school year, correct?
Yeah, as I said, I applaud the governor's office. As I watched her address yesterday, I was struck by just how complex and how large this issue is. So I think that she and her folks are doing a wonderful job, as well as can be expected, of, you know, working through this. They did address the issue of instructional hours. As you know, schools are required to provide at minimum 1,080 hours of instruction or 180 days of instruction, depending upon local preference. Whenever we have a snow day, for instance, we have to look at, you know, where are we in terms of hours and what do we have to do in terms of meeting that threshold? Do we have to make it up? Or have we built in sufficient time to offset that missed time? In this case, there's no district in the state that has built in enough hours to offset weeks of missed instruction. So the governor recognized that, Ann Lebo, the head of the Department of Education, recognized that, and they did announce yesterday that they would, I guess, waive that requirement. We don't know exactly what that looks like, if they're going to just say that that time, all of that time is forgiven. We don't know what may happen if this closure extends beyond April 13th. But as of right now, we're of the understanding that these days will not need to be made up by kids.
Thanks to Ron Lorenz for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.